Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sportsbook Box Office Podcast, episode 20, Jeffrey Paul. Can you believe that? We haven't gotten canceled yet, 20 episodes in.
Yes, we're doing well. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Wow, we're almost at a year now.
That's right, man. We're heading toward that big magic number.
I dare say no one has had a pretty fantastic first episode like we had when we had in studio Lenny Dykstra. What? And our guest today is Sean Lynch, who's a quasi-Philly fan.
Thank you.
So that's got to hit him right between the legs. Sean Lynch, God, this guy has been on so much shit.
Excited to have
Celebrity Deathmatch, yeah. The man who created that.
Well, one of the five nerds.
Nerds! God, I love you on that. Go ahead, Sean. What else? You've done so much shit, though. Walking Dead?
Walking Dead.
Come on. Take a bow, motherfucker.
The Walking Dead. I play the bad guy on the new Walking Dead video game, New Frontier. I've done a lot of voices for like the Grand Theft Auto series, the Manhunt series, and I do a lot of voiceover stuff.
Yeah. What did you think about the finale last night?
Didn't watch.
Oh. Well,
we could talk in general terms.
Good stuff.
Not really.
Good stuff. I mean, a lot of surprises, you know, that they're keeping us guessing. They're not exactly staying with the books, which is nice, and, you know, good performances. I loved it. I mean, I love the show. I'm a big fan of the whole franchise.
What were you watching, WrestleMania last night?
No, I do not watch WrestleMania anymore. WrestleMania has not been good since The Rock and Stone Cold were in it. That's it. Aren't you guys amazed, though, seriously, that people, like... My Facebook feed last night was just blowing the fuck up with WrestleMania. Like, it's been so bad for so long. Like, I don't get it. How does it still have that staying power? Yeah. And again, the male comics are just like, oh, fucking WrestleMania. I can't miss this shit.
There's an entire new generation of comics in particular that are obsessed with wrestling.
Yeah, way more than the 80s.
Like, Seven hours, that shit last night.
Was it really?
7 hours.
Can you imagine going to that? I mean, I went to Raw and SmackDown when it was good. Like, but and those were like 2 hours, 2.5 hour shows, but 7 hours?
Yes. That's a lot of Mountain Dew. Oh my God.
As Adam Carolla calls Mountain Dew, the nectar of tards. And rightfully so. Holy shit. Yeah. WrestleMania, does anyone? I just don't. There aren't any guys in there who can carry, like, Ric Flair and The Rock are, like, one... The Rock is 1A to me, Ric Flair is 1B when it comes to, like, the promo stuff. There's no one even closely better than
us. I remember the original. I remember, like, the first one ordering... I think it was, like, my first experience with paper.
That was Hulk Hogan, right?
Yeah.
And Snuka?
And Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. I mean, that was expensive for the time. It was like the early 80s. It was
put that on in movie theaters, I remember. Yeah.
Did they really?
Sure. Like, you couldn't get it at home. You had to go to a movie theater to watch it.
Or was it a closed-circuit TV that had it at bars, too? I remember that. It's been boxing fights, too, though.
Right, right.
But, yeah, exactly. I remember that.
But, I mean, that was the first time wrestling was that big. Like, holy shit. Like, we're going to take it out of the TVs and cable, and it's going to be in closed-circuit. And you had to pay, like, $20 to see it.
Right.
And it'd be, like, a huge number.
Oh my God!
That reminds me. Did you guys remember the Tyson fight in like it was like the I want to say it's like the summer of spring '95 where Tyson fought that guy
Peter McNeely,
the guy from that Rocky movie,
Tommy
Morrison.
Oh shit!
And it lasted three seconds.
He fought Tommy Morrison.
I don't know.
I'm not about. You're the boxing guy in this one.
Yeah.
It literally lasted. It was like a $200.
Oh no! I know what you're talking about. I went to that but I got in for freak, and they were just about to kick me out when the fight was over. 90 seconds. He fought Michael Spinks.
That was when I was in eighth grade fifth grade.
Michael
when that
Spinks.
96 seconds in Atlantic City.
And this was supposed to be like a big thing. And I remember sneaking in to see it, and when just I was getting caught, he got knocked out. I was like, okay, I'm leaving.
Can you imagine that? Oh my God!
I was in a fraternity house. We all pitched in. It was something like $200-$300 for it, and all of us were broke. But we managed to get the money together to watch the fight. And when it ended, after like what is it, like
90 seconds?
You took a piss and you came back and you're done. You're like, you guys shit.
I turned my head to say, "Get me a natty light." I missed the fight.
There's a lot wrong with that scenario.
Our beer,
Natty Light.
This is fraternity days.
For that shit.
Dude, it's listen.
Like $5 a six pack.
Meister Brow is ours for 24 a case. $8.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Meister Chow, we called it.
Hey, remember Old Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah.
The Beast?
Or Golden Anniversary?
That was another one.
Listen, keep your pee porn preferences out of this fucking podcast. We don't have room. This is a PG-13 podcast.
It's the only way I can finish.
So what are we talking about?
Oh, my God. Well, here we go. Tonight, of course, is the finale for the college basketball tournament. We'll be all prim and proper about it. We got UNC. We got Gonzaga. I actually hung out on our producer, A. Marie's podcast for a hot second with Willie Jackson was in the studio.
Willie.
And he's breaking it down. And I asked my thoughts, and I have not. I've watched
just
maybe
on this show.
Yeah, yeah. 5 minutes of collective time watched the NCAA tournament. But he asked, "Who do I think will win?" I said, "It'll be UNC because of pure of the revenge factor from last year. They got burned until absolutely last possible second."
Please be right about that because I'm in a pool right now.
Oh yes,
and it's,
of course.
Down between me and one other guy. He has Gonzaga. I have North Carolina.
What's the payoff?
It's a couple of grand. I mean, it's a nice pool.
Two dimes, huh?
It's a couple.
Looks like you'll be paying for these sessions for the rest of the year then, Richie Rich.
We're looking at five figures here.
Really?
Not bad.
That's not a couple of grand. That's fucking bad. That's 10,000 easily.
Yeah. You're buying this podcast studio.
Dude, right. I'm saying you're paying for sessions.
First let North Carolina win. I've been sweating all fucking
day. For all you gambling degenerates out there, hand in the air, take the under. All of these games are always low scoring. The championship games are always low scoring. So, take the under.
Even my tiebreaker, I have no higher than 72.
Okay. Wow. I think Willie's with 78.
I'm nice.
Yeah.
I'm nice on this. So,
do we give a shit about women's basketball? What happened with UConn? that's gone.
No, and how ironic is it? It's like, you know, Mississippi State shot their load. They beat UConn and then they wind up losing to South Carolina. Like the story should have ended. They win the championship. You know, and I pulled for Mississippi State because my
dude, you really?
My wife's an alumni. You know, so we really wanted Mississippi State to win.
Yeah. Mississippi State. I love how you're watching women's basketball just to, you know, appease your wife.
It's sports.
Is it? Yeah. Sure about that?
It's better than WNBA.
He keeps repeating it to himself.
It's better than WNBA. I'll watch that over WNBA any day.
I know. I'm teasing. Well, if it was, you know, WrestleMania 20 years ago, maybe not. So we got that. We got baseball today. The Yankees opened up yesterday. Tanaka got tanked. Hitting didn't really form. Let's go down the MLB scores here. Anything good you guys want to hear about? Fantasy baseball, how'd your draft go?
Well, this was an auction draft I was in. I'm okay. I'm kind of like middle of the pack. I got great pitching.
So I have great hitting.
And I got another draft coming up during the week, actually, because we had a postponement. Because I did an appearance yesterday with Dykstra, so I couldn't.
No, you hung out with Dykstra while he did an appearance. You didn't do an appearance with him. No one paid to see your fucking dumbass. Believe me. Yeah, I did an appearance. Yeah. No one fucking says, here's a contract. And you have a rider for like green.
Right. So Lenny's just going to fucking sit there.
And he's not
going to. Yeah. Listen. You have a couple of the soccer dads walk over. Hey, big fan. He's sick.
I'm a big fan of your sportsbook box office podcast.
Then what happens? Then I come in, and then now the real action starts. Now it gets real funny. Okay,
I was
with Dykstra yesterday.
And Tom?
Tom hung out. Yeah, Tom's always around. Tom's great.
Tom's his fucking handler.
Yeah,
I love it. So we got we'll go down the road. He's give a shit about the score. We got the Reds are down 4-1 in the seventh.
By the time this ends, for Sarge,
who's listening right now, he can appreciate the baseball scores. I went.
Well, he knows that the Mets won opening day today.
Well, this is funny because I drafted. I can't remember his name. Is it Tehran? Julio Tehran, the pitcher.
Tehran, yeah, he's good.
I have him. He went today.
He pitched as soon as they took him out.
Yeah,
the Mets
six innings, six strikeouts, four hits, three walks, 96 pitches, no runs, and they lose 6-0 as the bullpen sucks.
Terrible.
I had the first pick, actually. I went Mike Trout. He's insane. Boy, what are you going to do?
How many teams are in the league?
10. It's light. So here's my hitting. This is how crazy it is. I got Lucroy, Votto.
I have Lucroy.
LeMahieu from Colorado. Villar in Milwaukee. Lindor.
Maybe you can go faster so no one can follow.
All right. Kipnis, who's on the DL.
He's coming back. He's only on 10 days.
I know.
Who do you have filling in for second base right now?
I put moves in for the guys, so that's to be determined to see if the waiver, how it pans out. I've got Lindor.
Is Jonathan Scoop available?
Jonathan Scoop?
Yeah.
I got to look.
He's a great ball in the pickup.
He's good,
especially in a team league.
Jose Abreu, the corner outfield, corner infielder.
I have him too.
Yeah. Love him. Trout, Batista.
Poor man's Miguel Cabrera.
Very much so. Batista, Lorenzo Cain, and Grichuk in the outfield, and Eric Davis. I know he did. I know. Castellanos, DH.
Great pick.
And this is where my pitching's a little off. It's a lot off because my hitting's so good. Carrasco, Cleveland.
Who's your number one? That's your number
Carrasco's one? My first one. Gausman of Baltimore.
I like Gausman.
Tehran, like I had said. Shoemaker of the Angels. Yeah. Estrada of Toronto. He went six innings. They only gave up two runs. Robertson, closer. Johnson of Atlanta, the closer.
How many closes do you have? Two.
And then Nova, or you'd say Nover of Pittsburgh, and Waka. Oh, and I have Familia on my bench, but obviously.
Why do you have Waka?
Michael Waka?
Yeah, is he even the starting rotation?
Yeah, he's four. And Cobb on my bench, Ian Desmond on my bench, Kipnis, Cobb, Alex Cobb, the pitcher, and Jerry's Familia, who's on suspension because he can't stop beating the shit out of his wife.
He's a man of habits.
That's fine, but my hitting's way is insane. It's just
his hitting is insane.
Here is the pitch. His wife's head snaps back. There it goes, deep in the reclining chair. It is high. It is far.
Can I ask you guys, when was the last time you guys were actually at Yankee Stadium?
Last year.
Okay.
I'm a season ticket. Well, part season ticket holder. I got to look, but in September. Why?
Okay. I'm just curious. The last time I went to Yankee Stadium, this is last spring. Do you ever get beer?
Always. I go to 12 games a year easily.
Okay. So what did you pay for, like, a
$12? $12 for Bex, which is right by Beers Jesus of the World.
What do you think the odds of an Irishman from Boston bringing up beer?
No, but I'm
serious.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
You've been waiting to put that. Hey, listen. Fuck the baseball talk. Let's get to what's really important.
His arm is shaking like a true alky, waiting for his next baba.
What happened to the days of the Natty Ice?
Okay. I know. What happens is, like, you know, I go to, you know,
how much did you spend on the beer?
I must have spent. I think I had like perfect. Five beers, and I must have spent like $60.
I think you got off cheap.
You did get off cheap. Around, if I buy my buddy a beer, it's $24, and then $2 to tip the girls. It's retarded.
It's ridiculous.
It's retarded, and it's funny. So I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was a season ticket holder for, I don't know, over 10 years, and then they wanted me to re-up. And last year was the first year we said no because. We were finding people who sat in our section were paying like half the price. Like, our face value of the seats were like $55. We're in section 229 in Loge in left field. And people were like, oh, yeah, how much you guys pay? Oh, we pay like $25, $30. I'm like, we're paying $55 a seat times 12 games. So when their agent came up to us, he's like, hey, do you guys want to renew? I'm like, I tell you what, here's the deal. You give me and my buddy four beers a game, which costs you fucking pennies on the dollar,
right.
But $12 times four will make it even. And that's it. And then we'll re-up. No, I can't do that. Like, yeah, well, it's either shit or get off the pot. This is it.
Yeah.
So last year was the first year we started doing StubHub, and we're paying $25. Unless we went to splurge, just go, let's go sit in the 100 level.
See,
for like $75
that?
A game. Abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. Without a question.
You do, especially if it's like an afternoon game, you get StubHub either the night before or the morning of.
Even the week before, they're still good. I get them the week before. Yeah, they're down. Sure. Anything less than face value is like, it's a win. Like, I'm spending like $25, $35, maybe $40 a ticket.
You guys ever hit any of the bars around Yankees?
What kind of dumb fucking question is that? I start at stands or the dugout.
That's where I was going. That's where I was leaning.
Come on.
I love the
dugout. Dude, I've been a fan for fucking 30 years and drinking most of those.
I mean, the smell is, you know, but...
Quite pungent?
Yeah.
Next to the hot dog rollers and the roller machine.
It smells like I imagine if you like if you inhaled really like strongly next to Tom Waits after like it's nice if you reference. Were if you were to like open up a Charles Bukowski novel and take a whiff, I mean, that's like it smells like urine, vomit, stale beer, and like despair mixed with OTB like
degeneracy. So basically, we're saying it smells like Poland. I got it.
But why do we look? Like I do too. Ritual. I gotta go there before
every game. I'm there.
What do you drink?
Usually I get a Jameson's or three or four.
Another Irish stereotype. You missed on Jeff Ball.
Listen, man. Yeah, I'm a product of Irish immigrants. I tick every box.
I stopped drinking.
I'm a Sam Adams guy. I'm a huge Sam Summerall's my favorite beer of all time. Sam Summerall's my favorite. Love it.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Do you like pieces of grapefruit in your beer?
That's not grapefruit, dickhead.
Yeah, so I like my beer with a little, you know, I like that blue moon. I like to have an orange wedge.
Orange zest?
They also come from the guy at Yankee Stadium. Exactly.
What's that?
Like $18 you can get a blue moon at Yankee Stadium.
I know they do. It's at the Beers of the World. $12. All the Beck's, that, Corona, Heineken, which is real. I like how you're shitting on beer, but you're wearing a beer shirt that's like a picnic table cloth that the hipsters fucking have. I only
have
Pabst Ribbon. It has
nothing to do with beer.
Yes, it does.
I'm wearing a blue. A red,
blue? What are you, colorblind?
I'm wearing a red and white shirt, okay, that has to do with beer. Shut up.
What is your preferred beer, though?
Like I'm not a beer drinker. If I'm going to drink beer, I'm going to drink Heineken's.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Let's just say you're at the stadium. What are you going to order? It's obviously going to be a beer. You're not going to order a martini when
I do usually go, when I go to a game, I'll always go I'm a Met fan, so I'll always go to the Porsche Grill or go to the picnic area. So they do have cocktails. So and I like to drink scotch, so I'll sit there and drink scotch.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Mm. No. I don't have the palate for scotch. Didn't really. It's not. I don't have it developed yet. I don't like it. It tastes like sugar. That's exactly right. Right.
Go drink your Blue Moon and your grapefruit beers. And
I drink my kettle and soda. That's keeping the pounds off. You might want to try the sign there, tell you.
I'll drink that. I love kettle and soda every now and then.
Do you ever do the flask at the football game?
Again, what kind of fucking question is that? You wear it under your hat.
What do we look like, rookies too?
Yeah. You guys ever, hang out and grill at a game? You ever not buy fucking dog shit food at a stadium?
I can't. Actually, that I won't do. I won't do park dogs anymore.
I have never had a fucking dog at a ball game. Never. I will never do that.
At a baseball game?
Never.
I hate that
seven-inning stretch where you're like, I'm just buzzed enough where I'm like, I forget the last time. So I'm like, yeah, maybe one or two.
I eat before I go to the Yankee games because the food there is so bad at the new stadium. It's fucking shit.
That's why you always go into these party decks or these special things.
We don't have that at Yankee Stadium.
It's worth the extra money.
City Field, yeah. They got those.
No, City Field is so much better than Yankee Stadium. It's not even funny. It's the food is insanely better.
In fact, anyone's interested, and anyone who's even listening, hit me up. We have a couple of tickets left. April 28th, Tom is doing this whole thing over at City Field, party deck, or you can eat or you can drink.
Who are we playing?
Braves.
All right. Yeah. Wow, again?
Yeah, 128 a ticket.
Wow. Where are the seats?
Party deck, dude.
Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah. I never hung out there.
Interesting thing. I was spending a lot of time this year in Atlanta just doing some stuff for the actual with the Walking Dead TV show, and John Rocker still goes out and parties at bars in Atlanta in shiny shirts from 1998.
He's still trying to get laid. I saw him a couple times. I see him every year up in Cooperstown
yelling the N-word out.
He's still got the long hair. Yep. He looks like a wrestler.
Yeah. He was on Survivor a few years ago.
Who he hangs out with? Remember Ryan Klesko?
Sure. He dropped the fucking foul ball in 96 World Series.
He hangs out with Ryan Klesko.
Sure do.
Yeah.
I believe it.
I want to see that podcast.
Him and Chipper Jones, and they say, just hang on a fishing boat all day and just say dumb shit.
I hate fucking Chipper Jones.
Because he killed the Mets.
That's right. I hate him, Glavin, and Maddox. My three all-time hate Braves.
Him, Glavin, Chipper, really? Because he owned you.
That's always going to be, my proudest creation will always be when we made John Rocker versus Derek Jeter on Celebrity Deathmatch. Because literally a week after he made that statement.
He
made that statement everybody's on the seven trains, a faggot and a terrorist with AIDS and all that. And we were like,
did you do the voice of?
Yeah, I did. I did John Rocker. Yeah, I did the voice for it.
Really Sean did not need much research to figure out that, to get that character down.
That's amazing.
It was literally seeing us. When I finally got introduced to him down in Atlanta this year, it was like meeting a Sasquatch. I was speechless.
Can you still go on MTV Vintage and see those old episodes?
YouTube, man. They're all on YouTube. Do you know what's funny? I think every show that ever existed ever is somewhere on YouTube.
Right. That's why you have to hold on to your old VHS tapes and when you used to take them. Really, you don't need that shit anymore.
I still have a lot of old VHS tapes, like movies and shit I just have.
No, you don't need it anymore. Throw them out.
Yeah. What's funny is the hipsters actually collect them now, like they're vinyl.
There's a homeless guy.
I have a VHS copy of Gremlins 2.
Wait.
I have some Death Row Toll 8-track Song from the Wood. I actually own that.
There's a homeless guy on a 2nd Avenue in the Lower East Side who has a blanket of like shitty VHS, like The Cutting Edge and Jason Takes Manhattan.
Wait, The Cutting Edge was
the skating movie. Film, yeah. Right.
And he's still like that guy Sweeney.
D.B. Sweeney. I was like, what the
fuck? Do you have any Yahoo Serious selections?
Young Einstein? Oh my God!
Yahoo, seriously?
You bring
that movie sucks.
I never. You bring that to an Australian person,
unwatchable.
And yeah.
Ooh. Coming to a flight or a Greyhound bus in 1993 near you.
He had Tony Montana's sister hair.
Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
He had that hair.
I always wanted to make a sock puppet musical out of.
Can you imagine that?
I'll imagine it. Are you kidding me? If I had the money, I'd do it tomorrow.
Called Avenue R instead of Avenue Q.
Oh yeah, no, we had written out a whole music. This is me.
Oh, you did? Oh, you were bullshitting.
Like,
oh,
you know, me and a couple of the guys, the Celebrity Deathmatch guys. Like every once in a while, we get together, we make little puppet things, or we make like you can see them on YouTube. We did Martin Scorsese's Star Wars, which we did with like dialogue from Scorsese's like type films done with the Star Wars characters. And one of the things we wanted to do, like Spike Lee's He Got Jaws, like all these different sort of cross. and the one we wanted to do is like a full-blown musical of Scarface, Thelma Sock Puppets. And we were writing these songs like, Freedom Town Smells Like Freedom to Me and Say Goodnight to the Bad Guy Baby and like all these.
Did you ever think about doing one for Bigger Jaws?
No.
We're like the guys from Jaws and then Jaws himself team up together to go after an even bigger shot called Bigger Jaws.
Oh my God. That's so meta.
Yeah. Don't you think that'd make a good episode?
I love that just as a sketch called The Guy in the Mailroom's Cousin Who Got to Pitch the Head of the Studio. Like,
and that's the idea that he came up with. But really buys into it.
Yeah.
No, you don't understand. Like there's like a bigger Jaws out there, so they have to team up with Jaws.
And they all sing the song they sang in the fucking boat. Hey, my ladies of Spain. You know, like a doll's eyes.
And the original Jaws.
What a great character.
He's kind of lost his confidence over the years, ever since he got blown up.
Or impaled in Jaws
he's
4.
Like Apollo Creed in Rocky 3. He's trying to.
Kind of he's going to go back to the Marietta Trench and get his fucking reps in again and eat fucking feet bottom feeders or some shit. This writes itself.
He's got a beard.
And a sweater.
Yeah, cardigan.
A green cardigan sweater.
Dear God.
Watching the sun go down. Because that's what
you do. I love that you're still keeping an eye out for John Rocket. Like, everybody else is like, who? And you're like, oh, no, he's still cruising around.
Oh, no, listen, I've run into him, and we've hung out and spoke and everything. With Lenny up in Cooperstown, he'll introduce me to these guys. And, it's like you want to hate him.
Oh, yeah.
But he's such a nice, engaging guy, and he's interesting. And he's like, actually, he's not bad.
And time has not
Jeff went up to him and goes, John, listen, I'm a Met fan, but I really agree with 75% of the shit you said. That's 7 train.
You're from Philly, or you know Philly?
No, I just spent a lot of time. I got a lot of Philly comic friends.
Do you guys know who?
Yuck.
Do you guys know
who? Town's the worst.
Do you guys know
Venus,
who Dave Schultz is?
Yeah, Dave Schultz?
Yeah.
No, I don't know him.
You know who Dave Schultz is? Hockey player?
Oh, from yes. Okay. Broadway Bullies.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So years ago, I wind up going to this this hockey dinner in Atlantic City. And it's like Dave Schultz is there. And Bobby Clark is the all-time hockey player. I hate him more than any fucking player who ever played the game. And there's another guy there. He won co-rookie of the year, Bill Barber. Okay. So like I meet these guys and I really wanted to fucking hate him. I mean, Schultz I wouldn't be in the picture with, but Bill Barber was so nice. I wound up posing for the picture with him. Like they were just like,
were you doing an appearance with them?
Yes. They were scumbags on the ice, but man, they were like so engaging. Like just like regular guys, that you can drink. They didn't drink this fucking craft beer. They were just like regular dudes and they were cool. And Rock is the same way, man. He's like, if he was on the show, he would be a great Hank.
Of course he would. Because it's all white males here.
Unless you showed up with a good-looking chick, and then he'd box everybody right.
Right, well, he'd go right after Amory.
Who was this fucking... Who was... Oh, Chris Benz, I'm thinking, was a playmate for some reason. They look the same, that's why. They're that same dopey Southern look to them.
No, not even close. No, man. Rock, the first thing, he has these piercing eyes, man. Like, he looks
Did you find him on Grindr?
He would...
He would love your shirt.
Somebody's been wooed, clearly.
I was captivated by his eyes. It's so deep and blue.
How is Amory not laughing at all these fucking witticle jokes we're having here?
She's swiping.
The memory in his head
She's in the group text right now.
Yeah.
They're just spinning and holding hands. And
in your eyes.
Okay, so enough of this shenanigans.
I'm actually looking at baseball tickets.
Oh.
We got some over and unders.
Yeah, let's talk more gambling.
Let's do this with Sean.
Speaking of gambling, just booked my Vegas trip today. You ready for that? Oh, yeah, buddy. Week one. Dude, you want to come on out? September 8th to the 12th. Vegas. Week one of the NFL. We gamble. We watch fucking games.
I can only imagine.
Questionable decisions are made.
Whenever I go out to Vegas, I always have to I'll just take a couple $100. And
fuck hookers. Oh, sorry.
That's the way to do it.
I leave my credit card. I leave my debit card. I leave any chance. And if I spend it all the first night, well,
it's because you're a responsible guy.
I got a midnight cowboy the rest.
I was just going to say, you'll be sucking dick for a sandwich at fucking 1 a.m.
Yeah,
$200.
We've all done that. We've all been in college.
Speak for yourself.
And we've all drank human blood. Come on.
Pledging those days. You said give me some over-unders here. I've got a few let's that have caught my mind. All right, let's break it down. I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna go right to the top with your boys first. The Mets, 89.5. I think that's way too low. I think they're going to cruise. The 90 for that team?
I'm looking 92.
With that pitching? That's a no-brainer over.
That's an over.
That's a lock. I mean, that division's dog shit. The Nationals are good. They're
don't
very
hold
good.
Back, you know.
I know, right? The Phillies are poop.
No, but the thing, he says these things with such confidence, and he's wrong on almost everything.
That's not even remotely true.
It's the Will Ferrell factor.
That's not even remotely true. Yes. It's like, not remotely true.
That's like, listen, the Patriots are one of the worst fucking organizations of all time. That's it. Okay.
I mean, Jeffrey feels that way.
What's that?
Kevin does not feel that way. He got two Super Bowls, remember?
That's right.
But Kevin had nothing to do with those.
Kevin just went to the parade very annihilated.
Kevin fought
just like your appearances. He did have something to do with the Super Bowl.
He had nothing to do with
what?
He sorry, I got my baseball tickets now. I'm back in. I'm back in.
All right.
What are you
going to
see?
I'm going to see the Mets. I like City Field better.
It is better.
City Field comes to the party deck.
Oh, yeah. When is that?
April 28th.
Can I come?
Yes, you can.
For real?
Yeah, we'll talk about it after.
Are you lying?
Amory likes a party.
Listen.
Are there going to be single guys there?
Jeff Paul, will John Rocker be there for Jeff Paul and his blue eyes, piercing blue eyes, big homo?
If Rocker's there, I'm there. I'm anywhere Rocker is.
If you're going to the game, just listen for her. Hey, you faggot, sit down in front.
So you don't have to worry about that because it's a party deck.
Right.
That's true.
It's the third time I missed that.
What happens on the party deck stays on the party deck.
John Rocker's gonna burn cross in the party deck. All right.
That's how he parties.
That's how he parties.
He likes to party like it's 1899.
Oh my God. If you guys think this rhetoric between Sean Lynch and I is great, you should totally watch episode 4 of Comics Watching Comics. It's a lot of giggling and ball busting. God, that was fun.
Giggling.
Giggling. God, yes. A lot of there's giggling, believe it. This one is I love this one. The Colorado Rockies, 79.5 for Mike Francesa. 79.5 over. The Rockies are on their way up. That hitting is great.
No, I disagree, and here's the reason why.
Okay.
That pitching is brutal. They don't have that good starting pitcher.
But hold on. You need just to be good enough. You don't need to be good. You need to be good enough.
I think the number is right there. I think they're going to be 78, 79 win team. I don't see them being a 500 team yet. They're not great defensively. No, I don't. And they don't have pitching.
And what's
their bullpen like again?
Dog shit.
Exactly. So how's that?
That's not dog. It's okay. It's fine. Really? Look, they can be 500. Is my point. They can be 500.
Who's their closer? It's Greg Holland.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. There's no
81 wins can happen.
They're not winning.
Okay, we disagree on that. I have the Mariners as an over, 85.5. It's another weak division. Texas is great, but they'll fight for. They've gotten better.
They're not in a weak division. They're in with Texas, right?
And Oakland and the Angels. They stink. Angels stink. And Houston?
No, Houston's good.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're good. They're going to make moves at the end.
I think the Mariners are on their way up. 86 wins. That's four above 500. We're not saying they're going to win division by any stretch. I think they'll be good.
it really depends on what type of Felix Hernandez you get, and they need.
He's one, almost done. This is the last good possible year you can get.
He didn't have a good year last year.
I know.
And they need one guy to step up. I mean, for years,
Cano. Paxton.
For years, it was always Taiwan.
T1 Jackson, Walken, whatever.
And
yeah.
Walken never panned down. They wound up trading him to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Iwakuma was one guy who had a great first year, but he's been nothing since.
He pitches to a 4 ERA every single year.
His first year was great, and then after that,
No good. No. So they need a guy. I thought the guy who pitched for the WBC was Drew Smyly. But he's out for 6 to 8 weeks. But that's a guy I think can kind of step up. So if they can kind of hold water a little bit until he comes back to solidify that starting rotation, I think they have a shot. 85? That's
5.5.
Man, Vegas knows what they're doing.
I do.
That's right there. I'm gonna say over. I can see them 86.
I said all right. So 2 of the 3 we agree on. Now here we got the Kansas City Royals 80.5. I say under because I think they'll be sellers at the deadline. If they don't come out strong, they're going to fucking fleece that team. And
everyone's up for free agency.
I know that, which is exactly why they're going to fucking
Hosmer, Kane, Moustakas. And they don't have any starting pitching either. They lost Ventura in that accident. They have a great bullpen. 80.
How are they all free agents at one?
Alex Gordon, is he up too?
He's staying. I know. Because of shit. Hosmer and Moustakas came up at the exact same time. The kid who I used to coach was Moustakas' roommate, and they all were drafted in the same draft. So they're all they drafted great in like the end of the 90s, beginning
because
of the
they had all number one picks because they were shit forever. You can't, that's a guy who goes, what are you going to do? How are you going to fuck up a number one pick like that for many, many years?
80.5
under. They're going to sell, they'll be out by August.
Who they had,
before that,
they
should say.
Raul Mondesi's kid playing second base. Yeah, man, that's tough. I think Hosmer's going to have a good year because it's a contract year. Kane is always
coming. But he won't be there for the whole year, though.
Yeah, if they're not in contention,
they're selling.
They will sell, and they can tank. You know what? I'm going to go under. I hate to do that to Casey because I like Casey.
Yeah, who hates them? It's a nice remodeled park from what you see. I've never been there, but it looks, nice. Good place, whatever. This one I think is a no-brainer. The Padres, 64.5 under. They're going to lose 100 games and then some.
Blown out today, man. 9-1. Except the one guy that scored, got the RBI I have on my fantasy team.
Who? Stelarte? Stelarte, yeah. Ex-Yankee.
Listen, for a bench guy who's filling in while I have someone on the DL who's not playing today, who I got like for a buck, yeah, I'll take Stelarte.
He's fine. But that team's terrible. They're going to lose easily like 100.
Do you know Jared Weaver is in their rotation?
He was great for the Angels way back.
Yeah, so was fucking Sandy Koufax.
How old is he?
Pushing 40?
Weaver? No. 35?
You're thinking of Jeff Weaver. You're thinking of your brother.
I'm thinking of Dream Weaver.
No.
Or Sigourney Weaver, for that matter.
I think Sigourney Weaver could throw harder than Jared Weaver. I really think I could hit Jared Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver in her prime, hot or not?
Not.
Sigourney Weaver in her prime.
No, that's a great question.
Ghostbusters,
no.
Sigourney Weaver.
No.
Kevin? Actually,
no.
Yeah.
You?
I think so.
Really? No.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Ghostbusters. Really? Yeah. Not short hair. Not short hair. Alien Sigourney Weaver.
No, I'm not even talking. Okay, how about
original Alien Sigourney Weaver? Yeah.
Did you ever see what was that movie with Melanie Griffin?
Working Girl?
Yeah, did you ever see her in that? No. And she was supposed to be hot in that?
No, I never saw Working Girl.
And Melanie Griffin isn't hot either, by the way.
And Antonio Banderas.
I thought everyone was kind of busted in that movie. Yeah, for Harrison Ford.
Everyone looked old.
Yeah.
Like and that was their prime, too.
They were supposed to be in their 20s, but they all looked like they were in
42.
Their
42.
They all looked like except they had their prime Working Girl.
You had a young Alec Baldwin in that movie who looked like Billy Baldwin and a good-looking Harrison Ford.
I'd say Daniel Baldwin. We're gonna go deeper.
No, he looked like Billy Baldwin. He was skinny. He had like the dark black hair.
He was a regular John.
I was just gonna say, fuck. How are his eyes?
I knew his eyes was gonna bring that up. But I don't care. But now that movie, no, Sigourney Weaver, awful.
Yeah.
No, she
awful. Awful is very strong.
A lot of testosterone in that gal.
How you doing in those rings?
How about Linda Hamilton?
No.
She's cute.
No.
Cute-ish.
That's the same fucking, that's the same cut from the same cloth right there. That's listen, two.
I'm not on board with Linda Hamilton.
Okay, all right.
Just wanted to see what you said.
James Cameron fucking, like, married her. It's amazing. Like, you know, she's okay.
I mean, he could have done better.
He's a billionaire. But Antonio Banderas married fucking Melanie Griffith. Like, are you kidding me? Like, dude.
After Don Johnson.
He also made out with Tom Hanks wearing a sailor uniform.
Was Melanie Griffith shortly after that?
Like, no, it was before.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Maybe she flipped him. I don't know.
I think she would have switched him.
You know,
Melanie Griffith was hot in the 70s, in like early 80s, but yeah, it was cool.
Wait, I looked up her like her movie resume. She really didn't have that many good movies.
No.
She didn't have a big career.
No. Fucking Don Johnson from Miami Vice years, I guess, is what got her... rocking out.
I guess I keep thinking Antonio Banderas, like, after doing Philadelphia, because, like, Don Johnson literally had sex with every woman in the 70s and 80s.
He was
like,
very good looking.
Literally.
Scott Baio, I think, owns that fucking mantle. I mean, let's go down the list. And this is all from memory, by the way. This is a fucking pervert I am. He got Pam Anderson right off the bus in Canada. Prime. Right off the bus.
Right off the bus.
He got Nicole Eggert right off the fucking bus. He got.
It's right. Charles in Charge.
Yeah. He got. Oh my God. Who the? I just blanked out now.
Like the hot cast of Baywatch. Not Alexandra Paul.
Ew. Oh, gross.
Anyone but Alexandra Paul.
I'd rather have Jeff Paul than Alexandra Paul.
I have bigger tits now.
I remember being really surprised. But I remember seeing Scott Baio at this bar in L.A. in like the late '90s called.
Was
Sky
he good looking?
Yeah, he was sitting at a table surrounded by all of these...
His puss game is strong.
It was, and I was like, the Charles in Charge guy, he's still something hot as he gets.
Here's my... I listened to Stern since 1990, and he was one of my favorite guests, and one of my favorite moments is when he had him on the show. And Howard asked him, I'll never get. I was working for Merck, sitting in my company car, waiting to go into office because I was just mesmerized. I could not leave. He goes, Scott, you ever run into some stinky pussy? He's like, abso-fucking-lutely. He goes, well, what did you do about it? And he goes, well, what I did was I took two fingers, put them right in her puss, then held them right to her nose and goes, this ain't me.
What a gent.
Right? Okay, here we go. Right, hold on. Here are...
Did his monocle fall on his top hat at that moment?
Here's... I just Googled the three that just popped right up. Ready? Pam Anderson, which we had just said.
Off the bus.
Heather Locklear. Ooh. In her prime. Denise Richards. Ugh. Dude, that was my go-to.
You're making it sound like she's Sigourney Weaver.
Denise Richards' Wild Things? Listen,
was she attractive? Okay. Yes, but she was so dumb.
And she played a nuclear scientist in The World Is Not of the James Bond film.
Everybody knows
I'm a
that,
nuclear
Kevin.
Scientist. Yeah. You mean scientist, my dear.
Yeah.
Words are hard.
I'm learning.
Dude. She always looked like she was waving on a float in some
And wait, and then Scott Baio, not only was he running post with Charles in Charge, his co-star who played Buddy was is like a devout born-again Christian.
Yes, wait. He became Bible man.
Yes.
So Sean, you would say no to Denise Richards?
Not that I would say no, but it's just, I get rid, like, she just is annoying.
Melanie Griffin or Denise Richards?
Not even close.
Man, either way, you're really gonna dilute the gene pool. I don't know. I guess you have to think.
Oh my, really?
All right. Here we go. Here's Scott Baio's list. All right, this is Christy McNichol, Brooke Shields,
Christy McNichol. Just to fire off the first amazing.
Aaron Moran, as we said, Heather Locklear, Melissa Gilbert.
Oh wait, so you got Joni.
Of course he did.
And the chick from Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, Melissa Gilbert. Julie McCullough. I don't know who that is. Nicole Eggert. Nicolette Sheridan, who's fucking hot.
Of course.
Yeah. Leslie Ann Warren, all right, from Clue.
Oh, no. Have you ever seen her?
Yeah.
Where? Oh, she's such a voluptuous woman.
Yeah,
where
she said.
Where is this list coming
from? Hold on, I'll show you a second. Pamela Anderson. Erica Laniak, Under Siege in the Tits.
We all know who she is. She's very
Liza Minnelli. What? Did he lose a bet? Fuck is that?
Oh, she's sexy.
Yeah, back in fucking...
No, she's hot.
78, 79? Sure.
Wait, Sean, Liza Minnelli or...
Sigourney Weaver.
Either way, you guys just made my dick an innie.
Yeah, we did.
I now have a navel and two balls.
Natalie Ritano, I don't know who that is. Jeanette Johnson.
Wait, who's the other one?
Natalie Ritano,
Yeah, she was singing.
I guess. Jeanette Johnson, I don't know. Renee Sloan. Dates unknown. Apparently, he dated also.
Did he just have a revolving door on his bungalow?
Dude, his dick. That's right. Autobiography.
When did this show become the Scott Baio pussy show?
I don't know. Sue Carlson, Beverly D'Angelo. He fucked. I would totally fuck
John
Beverly
Holmes
D'Angelo.
Is like, I feel like I a regular fuck her now. Scott Baio.
Yeah, I would fuck her now. Dude, she's manishes. If you could watch Entourage, dude, she's got a voice deeper than Kathleen Turner.
I don't care.
Hello, E. Where is Vincent Chase now today?
I don't know. Did you guys ever see her in Hair? Like I think it's a movie debut.
I'm straight. I don't watch that shit.
You really don't like Hair.
You see her in Carousel.
Yeah. You and John Rocker get together and watch Hair?
You sit there and drink fruity beer and you're right about me
Adam's
watching
not
Hair.
Hair. That's fucking gay.
Not gay.
Is Emery watching Hair?
We talk about Kathleen Turner.
And yes, it is.
All right, so Emery has good taste in movies. You
no,
don't.
She said it's gay. She didn't say it's good.
You think it's gay?
I don't.
How is it gay?
Thank
What's
you.
Gay? What's gay? That
or Jeff's shirt?
As she's folding a playbill.
Don't make comparisons. Is it gay or not? It's a yes or no. It's gay.
It's not gay.
It's gay.
I don't see how it's
nothing
gay.
Nothing wrong with being gay, though.
Nothing wrong at all, but just it's gay.
But I think you I don't know how we go from the equation.
It's a Scott Baio.
From me watching a movie to sucking dick.
You guys are
going to
open up that bed and breakfast to Fire Island. You have to own it.
Jeff goes, hey, John Rocker, when you're done pitching the NLCS, want to go see Titanic in the theater or what?
Do I?
You didn't like Titanic.
It was fun.
That's gay.
Who did?
Mark Sanchez a couple years ago.
I talked to the Jet fan.
Yes.
What about Mark Sanchez?
He presented the Tonys.
He went to the Tonys?
He presented the Tonys, she said.
So?
Hello, Frisco. Okay. So, who's
see,
a bye-bye?
See, that's like a non-rookie move. You're a straight guy, good-looking guy, quarterback of the Jets. You go to the Tonys. You're surrounded by hot chicks, gay guys.
Are you surrounded by hot chicks?
Absolutely.
Are you? How would you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but they have Adam's apples.
They're still hot.
Oh, hello
surrounded
there.
Surrounded by Liza.
Listen, you said Liza.
Listen, I said...
Liza over Melanie Griffin.
It's a ball. Okay. It's a
and both you guys think Sigourney Weaver's hot. So come
I
on.
Didn't say she's attractive.
Not, no, she's not hot.
She wasn't 79 to like 83, let's say.
Ghostbusters was a pinnacle.
At,
84.
At best, she's a 5.
We're talking Hollywood 5 or are we talking a Broadway Comedy Club 5?
We're talking a
Broadway
5?
Comedy 5. We're talking Phil Dilla's a 9.
Are we talking a Baltimore 5?
Are we talking a C Train at 2 a.m. fucking 5?
I don't know, man.
Which would you say, like, the ugliest city? Like just
Philadelphia.
Really?
Oh, that's
more than Baltimore? Baltimore?
I haven't. I've been
that's a good. Baltimore is gross.
I haven't been in Baltimore. No, you know, I've been
outer,
there forever.
The outer harbor.
Like the
that's inner harbor.
Dr. Moreau.
The harbor itself.
I'm going to Secrets for my brother's bachelor party this summer. I'll let you know how that goes.
I spent plenty of time in Baltimore. It's okay. But it's not a pretty city at all.
Philadelphia women are fucking. They have that slow gene. I hate that town. My emails. I hate Philly. I fucking hate that town.
See, oddly enough, I actually like Boston women are way more annoying than Philly women. Like,
no.
Boston,
well, women wise,
yeah. They're too mannish. They're too.
Do you want to go ham and head call in the fan and get some water? Get a hoagie. Jesus Christ!
What were you doing there?
Whatever.
What voice was it?
That's a Philly accent. That's a 700 level of the fucking old vet stadium fucking accent.
I thought you were having a stroke.
You want to go to Wawa and get some water? All the women there wear hoodies to bars. You know that?
Yeah.
Fucking trash town.
Yeah, actually,
trash people.
That's weird. Yeah.
You like that? Thank you.
Black hoodies. Yeah, dude. That's fun. No, I know. Listen, I didn't choose to become friends with a bunch of Philly comics. It just sort of happened.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I'm sure they're great people. That town needs a meteor to fucking crash into immediately.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting is there's a lot of good comics that come from.
Sure, there are.
But the Philly comedy scene is not great. Yeah.
Forget the scene. What's about the town in itself is just a fucking eyesore.
Philly, though.
There
right,
are good
right
clubs.
Outside Philly, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's Helium.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like there's Helium and there's John and Peter's and what else you got?
Well, in the outskirts, yeah. I mean, like, I think, how far is Beth Salem from there?
Ben Salem.
Yeah, the Parks Casino.
Yeah, that's actually not
I've never been there.
Actually, I'll tell you, man.
That's not a bad
gig. A little shout out in there. The guy who runs that show at the Parks Casino.
Who, the guy, Mike?
Mike Baldini.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy, dude, Kevin, you would being Mr. Vegas, you would love this guy.
Right.
We're talking, this guy is like a 300-pound Dean Martin with like gold dice cufflinks. He comes out with like a silver tux.
He hosts the shows.
Oh, yeah. And he comes out there and he's like, oh, I could love a million girls. Hello, ladies and germs. But it's so dead on that it's amazing. Like,
oh, that's funny.
He gets out there and he does like his bits, but he's so committed to it. Like,
but they're going nowhere. Is there?
No, yeah.
I was there with Florentine. We're like, I mean, okay, and the bit is going on, and like we're like, okay, you know, there's like me, Florentine, and the radio guy who he always does a spot.
Oh, Joe Conklin.
Joe Conklin, right?
Man of a Thousand Voices.
Right. So Mike goes up, and we're like, okay, he said he's going to do 10 minutes, and we're looking, and it's 25 minutes. And we're like, where the
fuck? He's like, hey, what happens when mom makes your Sunday gravy?
And we're like, when is he bringing up Conklin, who's supposed to just be doing a guest spot?
Yeah.
Conklin goes up and does maybe, I don't know, maybe 25, 30.
Yeah.
Then I go, and then, but by the
but they're all local impressions, too. That's my favorite. Like, Joe Conklin gets up there.
He does Darren Dalton.
Did he really?
Who the fuck does a Darren Dalton?
Does he do the part where he crashed the car with Dykstra as well in the tree in spring training?
He does Donovan McNabb. You know, and the people there, and that whole room is papered.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, on a Wednesday.
Of course it is. Yeah.
So it's all these people there.
Because food stamps can't pay for comedy club tickets. That's why.
Y'all take ABT. You do tonight, friend.
But the fun room, and it's cool to do like on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You know, you'll do it, and then another room right outside of Philly. I think it's in North Philly. Is the Cavity Cabaret? You ever do that?
Yeah.
That's actually a really fun room. It's nice, small.
Again, good
it's cool.
comics.
Yeah,
you know,
really very good.
The scene's a little weird, but the comics are solid. You know, I mean that's one of the best comedians in New York City, and for my money, probably in the country, just moved to Ben Sands. You know Mark Riccadonna?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you moved
I've been working with Riccadonna for years, man, and he's probably one of the most solid, like...
Sure.
The guy's like oak, you know? And he actually, about, I want to say like 3 years ago, moved down to New York and got a really nice place not too far from that casino. So every once in a while, especially that's how I got introduced to the whole Philly scene, was through Riccadonna and Mike Diotto and some of the other.
And it's an easy drive too.
Yeah. Mm. It's one of those gigs where you're like, all right, worst case scenario, I can drive back home.
Exactly.
I take it easy.
Take it easy. Translation: not too many drinky poos.
It's kind of like an ugly casino though.
It is, but it's you know, you got Chicky and Pete's, you got a couple of, you know, you got a couple of little and Mike always he takes good care of his comics. I gotta say, man, I love Paul Dini, man. I'm telling you, man, at some point we gotta do this casino. And
let's go.
This guy, he's like a character out of like a Will Ferrell movie or something. But he's he's just a genuine article.
But you gotta see him up top.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing.
Oh, yeah,
him strange. Hosting this show is just like
It's like something out of like Atlantic City, circa 63, 64.
Next to the diving horse pier.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, try the veal, kid.
Yeah. I once opened for Vince Van Patten.
Vince.
I remember he brought Joyce out. We had the prime rib. Nice.
Gavin McLeod once said, "That's back in 78.
I said, "All right, Captain Steubing, dick's out."
Then Jamie Farr came by, and we were swapping antidotes. Oh, that Gary Berghoff! What a time! What a time!
We'll be right back with Mike Baldini's green room after this.
Sweetheart,
oh, yeah.
Bring me another vermouth.
Bring me another Anisette and spray.
Another Anisette. Why do we make him sound like Frank Vincent?
More like Frank Santos. Yeah, he's quite the character, man.
Sean, what are your favorite? We're talking a lot of sports. This is also called the Sportsbook Box Office Podcast. What films? Like, what are your top? Give me a top five films. Just to know where you stand.
This year?
No, of all time. Your favorite top five.
Non-Sigourney Weaver movies.
Non-Sigourney.
Aliens? Fuck.
Oh, man. I gotta go. This is the obvious one. Like, the Godfather saga.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
The original Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Best, huge fan, anything, you know, Scorsese's done, Casino.
Yes, we watched that again a couple weeks ago.
What do you think better, Casino, Goodfellas?
Not even close.
You know, it's weird, man, because I know Goodfellas is supposed to be the better of the two films, but man, that visually, Casino, man, I can watch that. Whenever it's Casino's always that film. It's like it's Sunday and you're in the bay. You just happen to see it on, and
you put
cable.
That shit on TBS. That's 4 hours in it right there. Yeah.
Charlie M, you held out two fucking nights for Charlie fucking M. Put your head in a fucking vice, but pop your fucking eyeballs out.
I still like Goodfellas better.
I do too. Not even close. I mean, it's great. They're both great, but Goodfellas.
I think Casino's just a little too long.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but it's just it's pretty flashy. It's the Mike Baldini of the two. It's a little flashy,
Mike Baldini would be like the host of Ace's show.
Yes,
like Aces.
He would be like
that
the sidekick.
That was his template.
Hey Ace, come on out of him, Ace. Do the right thing for the boys. Do the right thing for the boys.
And now I'm gonna juggle.
Yeah.
If he fucking adds juggling to his act, this guy, we got to get in here.
He brings in a ventriloquist doll, Vito. It'd be amazing. Like, honestly, like, I could watch that guy for, like, hours straight and just be completely okay. Nobody's ever going to steal his act because it's just, it's...
No one's going to steal that.
No one can steal the way it sounds.
No one's going to steal it. That's for sure.
I'm trying to think of, like, some other... Midnight Cowboy, huge fan of that. Marathon Man.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
that's a deeper cut than most say.
I'm a big fan of 70s cinema. Like,
yeah?
I'm into like the obscure 70s. I like
How about Midnight
Scarecrow?
Run?
Midnight Run, amazing flick. Yeah. That was...
Greg Davis.
Yeah, man. That was... I gotta say, anything, especially out of the early 70s, like the pre-Godfather.
Mean Streets.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Scarecrow, did you ever see that?
Sure.
Gene Hackman and Al Pacino before they were even famous. It's like 71.
High pitch Al Pacino then?
High pitch.
How you guys doing today?
That's before Godfather.
Yeah.
Godfather 75.
That was right after Panic in Needle Park. Yeah. Which was like 69.
Mm-hmm.
Al Pacino as like a 19-year-old heroin dealer in Central Park.
Right.
Amazing flick. Yeah. That whole genre, like the whole like 68 to like 74, all those crazy films.
French Connection.
Loved French Connection. Gene Hackman.
First one was great. Second one's not that good, I thought.
Terrible. Yeah. Now, you're a big movie guy?
Yeah.
Now, do you see the comparisons to like a movie like The Searchers to Star Wars? The way it was shot.
I mean, you can see, I mean, if you've seen all those films, you can see where George Lucas is clearly like borrowing from Akira Kurosawa, or he's borrowing from John Ford, or he's, you know, I mean, hey, look, whatever he borrowed worked. You know what I mean? I'm not, but you can see a little bit.
Do you know what I just watched the other day? I still holds up because it shot so well. Was The Birds?
Oh yeah.
I mean that last half hour.
It was
hour.
No Birdemic.
Zing.
Birdemic.
But that wasn't the best Hitchcock, though, I think. I dare say North by Northwest is the best when he's on.
Yeah.
You know who was in that movie? Mike Baldini. He walked into the birds. And he was like, now listen here, you birds. Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here.
Through the door or out the window?
Through the door. But you don't have a choice. Choice.
Just then he just starts going like this, and out of nowhere, a chick comes out playing a piano. Oh, them birds.
A glittery backdrop comes out.
Well, my mom who makes the chicken's got a bella and the bella.
All right, we gotta get to the game. I wish I knew this guy was so I could chime in with a fucking joke as well.
Guy's a legend. Mike Baldini, if you're listening, you're the greatest.
I hope you
thanks. Obviously. Thanks for Mike Baldini for the last 15 minutes here on the fucking podcast. We didn't have anything else to talk about, so we're talking about a fucking guy down there. All right, cool. So, Sean, we play a little game called the Box Office Receipt Game, where we guess the opening weekend for upcoming films.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, Jeff lost the receipts from the numbers from last week, so what do you have?
Smooth.
Yeah, good job, buddy. By the way, we don't know what Chips made opening weekend? 7.7.
Yeah, I knew.
That was a piece of shit. Who cared to see that piece of shit? But Boss Baby made $50 million. I thought, God.
Well, it's a cartoon and Pixar movie.
But you know what? It's not Pixar. It's DreamWorks. That's why I thought it was going to do as well. Yeah.
All right, so how many movies we got this week?
We've got four, one, two, four upcoming. Okay. Next one, this week we got coming out is Going in Style, a story with Michael Caine, Morgan Freeman, a bunch of old guys go out to create a heist.
That's gonna like I'm gonna say between.
Did they make that already?
It's called The Bucket List.
Yeah, right. Like every movie
and then
they ever
that
made.
Another movie with Robert De Niro, old Kevin
Lost
Klein.
Vegas.
Lost yes, the Bachelor. Lost Vegas. Last Vegas.
Yep.
Yeah, I've noticed. Okay, well, anyway, Sean Lynch, give me a number. What do you think it's gonna make opening weekend?
I'm gonna say roughly $9 million because it'll get the old people out there.
Nine. Jeffrey Paul.
Is it opening against anything big, or is that the big movie?
It's opening against the Smurfs, and that's it.
I'm going to go. I'm going higher then. I'm going to say 13.
I have 27. I think it's going to do better. There's nothing really out now that of that bracket or even adult. That's yeah. You know, that's an uncontested market. And I just mentioned lastly, the Smurfs are doing a fourth film. I didn't see anyone else because I don't give a shit about the Smurfs.
Well, Jeffrey, there's going to be anybody with a kid that's like between like you know 0 and 5 is probably going to get dragged to that at some point.
But it's like the fourth. You got to count them there too. Third or fourth.
Wait for DVD, I guess. I don't. I you know I would say I would guess. I'm actually going to say like 15 because even if
wow.
It's gonna be shit, if it's a kid film, it's going to make money.
But the budget on this is going to be well over $100, I guarantee you that. I think it's behind.
You think the budget's over $100?
$100 million, yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to say, man, and that's the big movie this week?
Those two, that's it. Well, next week's the big one.
You know what? I have to go a little higher.
Okay, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say 20.
I have 56.
Wow.
Kid movie, again.
Yeah.
Kid movie, everyone saw Beauty and the Beast, everyone have seen Boss Baby. They're going to ride this wave of kid films, and that's it. The next week, and this is the big, this is pretty much the opening to summer right now by having this one trotted out in early April.
That's early, man. Isn't it usually Memorial Day weekend?
They've gotten away from that now. It used to be, yeah, it used to be Memorial Day to Labor Day, but now that's changed. They're going more.
I remember seeing Backdraft.
That was, yeah, 1991.
Yeah, I remember being all excited. That was like the big, and Raiders of the Lost Ark was a Memorial Day movie. I remember that Friday night, I would always go to a movie.
Yeah.
Now, slaying that puss, huh?
Usually I went by myself.
Like I said.
You know who else I went with?
John Rocker?
No. I went with Mike Baldini. Mike Baldini.
Knew that was coming. Come on. We all saw that coming.
He'd be like, kid, go get some popcorn.
I'm going to cut the bottom.
I got a Backdraft for you.
Mike Baldini like to eat the hot dogs at the movie theater.
I bring my own oregano for the popcorn.
This guy sounds like he brings a slide whistle over where he goes. The big film, this is one that's going to be the one that's
talking about this guy.
Oh, my God. You guys are part of his fucking fan club, it sounds like. This is going to be one of the big ones of the summer, I think. But they've made 8 of them, so we'll see how big it goes. Fast and the Furious 8, or as we're calling it, Fate of the Furious. Jeffrey Paul, how much is it going to make?
It's going to be big box office. I'm going to say 67.
Mm-hmm. Tron Lynch.
Yeah, I'm going to say 60.
I have 110. You guys are way off. This movie makes fuck you money. These movies make fuck you money over opening weekend.
I've never seen one.
It smells like
they're good. Some are good. Turcarnoir.
They just look awful.
The first one is good. The fifth one is good. The other ones are.
This one has the worst tagline. I was like, the only thing Dom loves more than his family is how much he hates terrorists.
Was it really?
Yeah, that can't be it. It's terrible.
And isn't these the movies with Vin Diesel?
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, yeah, I forget that.
Spark is the last one we have for that weekend. It's a kiddie film. It's not Pixar. I think it's DreamWorks. Voiced by Patrick Stewart, Jessica Biel, and Hilary Swank. Or is it called The Next Karate Kid? Jeffrey Paul, how much is Spark going to make?
What's it about?
I have no idea. I just pulled this up 5 minutes before we got in here.
Spark.
I'm going to say it's a robot if I saw the picture of it.
I have no fucking clue, so I'm going to say Spark, a kid's movie, going against Fast 8, is going to make 7. I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to say 19.
Tron Lynch?
I'm going to go 25, just because it's a kid movie.
I have 21. It's a wisecracking teenage monkey who lives on an abandoned planet with his friends. 13 years later, some power seizes control and sends his family into hiding. Oh, my God.
That's a premise we could all relate to.
Exactly. I mean, but it's not going to go. It's Fast and the Furious. It's going to make $21 million. There you go. Sean Lynch, where can we find you?
You can find me at Geezer Lynch on Instagram and Sean Lynch Comedy on Twitter.
Cool. Jeffrey Paul, what you got coming up?
Well, I'm going to be in Vermont next week, and then...
with Mike Balzini.
Then at the U.S. Hotel in Altoona with Gino Bisconti for a little while.
Season 5 panelist for Comics Watching Comics, Gino Bisconti. I'm at Greenwich tomorrow night. That's great. And then anything else popping up that's worthwhile? I got my taxes I'm doing on April 6th. That's great. ComicsWatchingComics.com, episode 4, season 4, coming out tonight. So when I get home, check it out. ComicsWatchingComics.com, Kevin Goatee, GOOTEE.com. And we're going to see you in 2 weeks with more Sportsbook Box Office Podcasts later.